We're on Lamed. Lamed Dalamed Bays, the bottom line. So we're talking about the Meraglim. Okay, Parsha Shlach. But Yeshuvu, and they returned the spies, Mitor, from spying. Mem is a prefix. Tor means to spy. Haaretz, the land. Okay, and so the pasuk says, V'yelchu v'yavo. And they went and they came back. Okay. That's continuing to the pasuk. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Makish, we're having a hekesh, I mean, there's a connection between halicha, right, the word v'yelchu, labia, to their coming back. So ma bia, just like the bia, when they came back, was be'et to ra. Was be'et to ra. It was with evil counsel, that's we know, because we see from the psukim. Afalicha, even when they went, yeah, be'et to ra, was also with evil counsel. So basically it was doomed from the start. They had an agenda. Okay. Now, next pasuk. So now we're going through the basically Parsha Shlach saying Pesukim. So the way the Gemara works is we mention a Pasuk and then we explain it. Or maybe we'll say two Pesukim and then we'll explain it. So now another Pasuk. V'yisapruloi. So the Meraglim said, I suppose to Moshe, V'yomru, and they said, Banu, we came, V'goyma. Okay, and then it said, right, so the continuation of that Pasuk is basically we came to, it was a land of Eretz Zavas Cholov Duvash. And it basically was a very nice land. Yeah, and then it says, Uchsiv, Fs. Actually, I looked up, that was what I posted today. How do you write that? It means but. This is the but. Ki oza om, the nation was very mighty and they have fortified cities. Basically, it's not so easy to conquer. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, there's a simon over here, Emes, Levadoi, Levaya, there's an explanation on the note if you want to look at that. We have Mishum Rebbe Meir, Kol Loshon Hara, any Loshon Hara, She'ein Boy, that doesn't have in it, Dover MS, some truth in it, but Schiloso, and basically the beginning of the speech or whatever, yeah, Ein Miskayim Besoifoi. It's not going to stand. People are not going to accept it. It's not going to be, so basically they said that when they said Eretz Yisrael was very, very nice, it's a very special land, but... Yeah, basically we're going to die if we try and go there. Okay. V'yas. Okay, now, another pasuk now. V'yas, kolev, esa'om. I think normally translate V'yas means that they...
silence.
The am. El Moshe to Moshe. So, we're going to say a different explanation on this. Am a rabba, says rabba. Right, shehisison, that he enticed them. So, right, so that's, do you see the word, right, v'yahas, right, is like there's lashon the hay and the samach over there. So this is, we're saying that basically he kind of enticed them. He kind of lured them in, yeah, bidvorim, with words. Okay, now he's going to explain the background. Now, first Yeshua spoke. Posach Yeshua. Yeshua, when he came back, started speaking first. Dekom Mishtoi, that he was speaking. Mishtoi means speaking. Okay, so now what was the response? Omri, lay, they said to him, yeah, I don't know, it means the other spies, I suppose the other spies, Dane over here means this one, yeah, is Roish Ketia. He's got his head chopped off. Meaning, is basically like, Rashi explains that we know Yeshua didn't have any sons. So, seeing as Yeshua didn't have any sons, basically, he's not really going to inherit, apparently, any of the land. So therefore, they're saying, what does he care about, you know, about going to Eretz Yisrael? He's not so, you know, involved. Yeah? Yimalel, he should speak. Right, so Rosh Ketia means his head's cut off. Yimalel means speak. So that was the response that Yeshua got. So Caleb's thinking, He says, Omar, this is Caleb now. Omar, imishtayina, if I'm going to speak... Omri, right, B Milsa, they're gonna say B with in response to me, and Milsa something, yeah, V'chasmin li, and they're gonna shut me up. Chasmin obviously means to like muzzle, but over here means basically they're gonna shut him up. So he says, what am I gonna do? How can I basically, you know, help the cause? Yeah, the good cause. Yeah. Omar. So he said, you know, this is his plan. Omar Lehen. So he said to them the following. B'chizu, only this Bilvad Osolonu Ben Amram did to us. Ben Amram. I mean, he started this statement that it sounded like he was gonna. He sounded like he was speaking negatively about Moshe Rabbeinu. This is all he did. This is all he did to us. That Ben Amram, yeah, Sovri. So they thought the Meraglim, but Ganuse, in his like they're speaking derogatory about him. Kart Mishtoi, he was speaking. So Ishtiku. So everyone was like, shh, quiet. So let him carry on. Bring it on. Okay, Omalahu, but then he says, okay, trick them. Hoitzionu, you know what he did? He took us out, Mitzrayim. He took him out of Mitzrayim, Vukoralonu Esayom, and he tore the sea, meaning he split the sea, Vehechalonu Esamon, he fed us the man. Yeah, so basically, he's loads of good things he's done for us. So, Im Yoimar, if he's going to say, Osu Sulamois, make Sulamos, ladders or steps, and go up to the heaven, right? Look here, heaven. Lo Nishma, lo. Are we going to listen to him? Meaning he's got a good track record. You know, he just whatever he says goes. So let's do it. Yeah, and so this is now, he ties it to the Pasuk. Alo Na'ale, let's go up. V'yiroshnu Oisar, or we will inherit the land. V'goyba. Okay. Next, continuing, maybe it's Pasuk. I don't know if it's the same Pasuk or Pasuk between, whatever, but we're still in Pasuk Shlach. But Anoshim, okay, this is the bad spies, Asher Oluimoi, that went up with him. Omru, I suppose they're speaking back to Caleb, Lo Nuchal, we are not able. Okay, V'goyma. So the continuation of the Pasuk. It's gonna basically we'll see. It's gonna say we're not able because he's too strong from us, right? Amar Rabbi Chanina says Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Dova Godel a great thing, meaning it's a bad big thing. Dibru Meraglim Bo Yisusha that they spoke in that time, right? Because they said in the end of the pasuk says Ki Chozok Hu Mimenu because he's stronger from so Mimenu can either mean. Us or from him. So over here, they take out Rashi doesn't like the girl. So I'll read it just. But what we're taking out, Al Tikru Mimenu, don't say from us. El Mimenu, say from him. So they're not saying he's stronger than us. They're saying he's stronger than Hashem. But Rashi doesn't like that because there's no difference between the word Mimenu for us and Mimenu for him. So Kaviyochol is as if they're saying, Afilu. Right, even Balabais, the Balabais, meaning the person who owns the land, meaning Hashem who owns all the land, Enu Yochol is not able, Lahoitzi, to remove, to extract Kalav Misham, his tools from there. So I don't know what the tools is referring to, but it means he can't even go in there and get out his... stuff from there. Basically, he's not in control of that land over there. So they're saying it's so that's not good what they said because God can do everything, anything. Okay, now continuing another pasuk, which says so they also said Eretz Oichelus Yoshvel. It's a land that it consumes its inhabitants, right? Yoshvel is its inhabitants. He Dorosh Rava says Rava Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem said, "Ani chashavtei l'toiva." I considered it or had a plan. Because what happened? Let's just make it easier. It's the land that eats its inhabitants. Basically, when they went there, they saw people were dying. Right, so they said, "Wow, look at this! It's not good to be here because it's a land that kills people who dwell in it." So look where Hashem's sending us to. But Hashem said, "No, I was taking out those people to help you." Right. Yeah, Vehem Choshvu L'ra, and they thought it was bad. And now it's explaining Hashem's plan. Ani Chashavte, I planned it, L'tova, for the good. D'chol, that's all Hecha, anywhere. D'motu, that they arrived, so any place that they got. Mace, suddenly, he died, the Chashiva did who? The Choshev person of them. meaning one of the chief died, the chief of the tribe died, right? Kihechi, in order, the nitridu, that they're going to be like occupied, like troubled, right? Velo lishalu, and then they're not going to ask, aleph is a prefix, abasrayu, after them. I mean, they're going to all be busy in Hespedim and stuff, so they're not going to be to pay much attention to the Jewish spies. So that was, Hashem was doing them a favor. It was the distraction tactics. Yeah. Ve'ikad Amri. Some people say it wasn't actually, you know, each local chief that died. It was actually Eov. Eov died. Right, so the Machlokes in the Gemara, is Eov, was Eov Jewish or not Jewish? So over here he sounds kind of not Jewish. Right, so Eov was a, there's a question when was Eov around, but anyway, so Eov, who was a righteous Gentile, died, and this was like a national day of mourning. So yeah, Nach Nafshei, Nach rested Nafshei, his soul, meaning he died, but Atridu, and they were all busy, right, occupied, Kuli Alma, I mean, Kuli Alma is the whole world, Hespeda, with the Hespeda. Haim Choshvu L'ra, they considered, the means of the spies considered L'ra, what did they say? They said, Eretz Ocheles Yishvehi. It's a land that eats its inhabitants, right? But Hashem was doing them a favor. Now, it says, another passage with Darshan, carrying on, V'nihi Be'einenu, and we were, in our eyes, K'chagavim, like locusts. Meaning, sometimes you see yourself through other people's eyes. So we saw ourselves, right, kind of in respect to these people, like we just felt like little insects. Yeah, v'chein hayinu, and similarly we were in, it says in their eyes, the Pasuk says. Yeah, so we're going to explain, we're going to speak about this here, we're going back. So basically, they were pretty small. Yeah, so Amar Rab Masharshia, says Rab Masharshia, this is a statement. Meraglim, you know the Meraglim were shokri havu. They were liars. Why? Bishlama, we understand v'nihi be'einenu k'chagavim, if I was struggling with that word, right? And we were in our eyes like locusts, meaning we looked like insects. We felt so small compared to these people, yeah? L'chai. L'chai. That makes good. That's good. L'chai. Ella, but v'chein hayinu be'einehem, but similarly, we were in their eyes like insects. Mina havu, how did they? Yodi, how did they know?
Paranoid.
We're in paranoid. Okay, fine. Yeah. Nowadays, in this generation, we don't have any questions about that. Yeah, we're all like, you know. Okay. Velo, but so basically, we're saying they were liars. Now, but then the Gemara says velo. I don't know if this is the original person who said the statement, or is the Gemara arguing on the person who said the statement? But it's not actually true. Velohi, it's not true. Basically, they knew that they thought that basically they knew that the giants thought that they were like insect-like. Because why? Kihavu, when they used to be mavri. So mavri is sudas havra. This when a person has the deceased, the basically the first sudi he has, people send him food round, and he eats from other people's bread. Right, so it sounds like it was a minhag. So it's part of the minhagim of Avelos. Ki mavri aveli, when they do havra'a to aveli, means to avail him to the mourners. Yeah, where did they do it geographically? It's tuti. Tuti means underneath. Arzi, the cedar trees. Havu mavri, they would do their havra'a, their whatever that is, the giving those meals. Now, so now, v'chi chazinhu, and when they saw them, right, this means the Jews, the spies, when they saw them, they're walking along on the path, and suddenly see there's a tree with lots of big giants underneath a big tree. They probably have the, you know, the redwoods of, like, California. There are big trees over there. So these big trees, so the different kinds, of, in Rosh Hashanah, there's lots of different kinds of arozim. It's not always just one kind of tree. Yeah. Solku, they went up, and Yosvi, and they sat, I mean the Jews, yeah, but Ilani on the trees, and this, right? Now, and then they heard, Shomi, the Ka'omri, they heard the spies that they were saying, the inhabitants, Kechazinon, the Kuf is a prefix for emphasis, Kechazinon, we see, so this is now the inhabitants speaking, Inshi, people, Dodomu, right, that are similar to Kamti. Normally say Kamti is ants, but maybe it means locusts over here. But Ilani, you see there's some insects that look like people in the trees. So we see that it was actually true what they were saying. Okay, so now.
So who said that we believe? How do we know that?
They were told this is what they were told.
I mean, we don't believe.
No, we said we assumed that this was.
I know what we're saying. Well, like, okay. Why would we. Like, whose account is that they. Whose account is it that we heard that they said that? What is it? Is it Yeshua and Caleb that were in the trees that said that? Or is it the other 10? Whatever came along.
We see. Batisa, let's just finish. We'll just do one more little, because when you go over this, you're going to go through this quickly. I just do one more little bit. Batisa called Ada, and they lifted up, this is the famous Gemara, called Ada, the whole congregation, Vyitzanu, and they placed Es Kolom, their voices, Vyivku, and they cried. So this is now the reaction of the nation. So basically they started crying. Yeah. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Oso Yom, that day that the spies came back, was Erev Tisha B'Av, was the night of Tisha B'Av. Right, Haya. Some people say, change the Gersh, when it says the night of Tisha B'Av. Haya. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Hein Bochu, they cried, B'chia Shel Chinam, crying for naught. V'ani Ekvo Lahem, B'chia L'Doros. And I will fix for them, B'chia L'Doros. I went through this pretty slowly, because it's pretty clear. We can get to the two dots in four lines, and then we will finish this kind of like part. Do you want to go? Should I go forward, or should we stop?
Go to the dots.
Okay, Ellie Paskind. Omru, V'yomru, Kala Ada, and the Ada said, right? So this is the congregation. Lirgom Oysom. Lirgom means to stone, right? It's a verb, Oysom, but upon it with stones. Okay, so that's one part. So, Uchsiv, Uchvoid Hashem, this is a direct continuation of the Pasuk. Uchvoid Hashem, and the glory of Hashem was nearer by oil moid, was visible in the oil moid. So, Amma Rebbe Chia, but Abba Milamed, this comes to teach you, Shanot Lu'avonim, that they took stones, the Zarkum, and they threw them, Kalapi, towards Mila. Towards basically, we're throwing stones at Hashem. I don't think that seems a bit silly. But anyway, because it says over here, it says Rashi says we learn from Lirgo Oysom, because they wanted to stone them, and sinners that it sounds like stone everybody mentioned in the Pasuk, and sinners it mentioned the covenant of Hashem in the Pasuk, it sounds like it's also trying to stone Hashem. The Yemusu Anashim, and then here's this is the horrible end. Right, the Yemusu Anashim, they died, the people who Moitzi'e, the people who took out Dibas Aretz. Dibas means like negative Loshon, mean like Loshon Hora on the Aretz and Eretz Israel. Ra'ah, they spoke Ra'ah. But Maget, alright, so the whole point over here is Bamageifa. It's with a Pasach instead of a Shva. So Bamageifa means in the it's a unique, specific death. Right, Amar Rebbe Shimon ben Lokish, right, Shemesu, this is a shin, Shemesu, that he died, Misa Mashuna, right, an unusual, painful death. Mashuna literally means like an unusual death, meaning the different ways of dying that speak about in the Gemara a lot, what's the best way to die. Anyway, but a nice death is when someone dies in the bed, you know what I mean? But this was a horrible death, okay? Okay, right. Amar Rebbe Chanina bar Papa Dorosh Rav Shila Ish Kfar Tamrosa. This person from the village of the dates, Milamed, coming to teach you Shinishtar Vave. That we've had this word before. Shinishtar Vave. That it extended, right? So right, elongated. Yeah, Lashoy Nom. Right, their tongues, the Nofel, and their tongues fell Al Tiburam on their belly button. Yeah, Vahayu. Toilotim, and there were maggots, Yoitzos Lishoinom, were coming out of their tongue, Vinichnosos, and would go into Betiburom, into their bellies. And then it was a circular thing, Umituburom, and then they would now the maggots would go from their bellies, Vinichnosus Bilashoinom. Okay, so that is a Misa Mishuna. That is a very Mishuna to give me.
Very creative.
Misa. Yes. Yeah, but it's also because of the Lashon Hara aspect, so understandable, right? Okay, but Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, he has a different answer, because he says, how did he die? Omer Askara Meso, they died with Askara, which is like a very painful, horrible throat disease. This is actually one of the worst ways to die. And that we know that from other places, that's one of the deaths for Lashon Hara. Okay, we'll stop here. Thanks.